I'm Dodd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. A new report says executions are up 25% in Iran. Edwin Keshish Abnous of Hartra, Iran says
the correlation between Raisi's election and the increase of executions, based on many reports, is to be noted.
Iranians chose the hardline Islamic cleric Ibrahim Raisi for president in June last year. 51 executions took place in July, and the numbers surged again in September and December. Death may be rampant inside Iran, but so is the life and hope of Christ.
Iran is in a very unique spiritual climate right now. A Netherlands-based research group back in 2020 revealed that 1.5% of Iranians inside the country identify themselves as Christians.
Hartra, Iran brings the hope and love of Christ to people throughout Iran. Visit missionnews.org to connect with them and find tangible ways to help. In China, a new law restricting any religious material from the internet has gone into effect. Churches that relied on the internet during COVID-19 will have to find ways to adjust. For instance, Bibles for China is testing an audio Bible player in 5 Chinese provinces. It's designed for believers in rural areas who might not be able to see or read well. Kurt Rovenstein says Chinese officials have approved the device for use.
The local folks, we trust to know what it is that they can and can't do. And we've talked about the pushing of the envelope within China. There are individuals within China that are ready and willing to push that envelope to see what is and isn't prudent and acceptable.
Please ask God to give courage and wisdom to Chinese Christians. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Bibles for the World offers the free book Learn the Bible in a Year. Get your copy when you click the banner at missionnews.org. For Ruth Kramer, I'm Dodd Morris.